You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 186. And on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit more about that newcomer to the field, Periscope. And I'm going to share some ideas on how to build your direct sales brand on Periscope. We'll specifically talk about the five do's and the one don't. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. All right, welcome back to the show. It's Jackie Ulmer, and I'm thrilled to be spending some more time here with you today talking about how to build your direct sales brand on Periscope. I just want to quickly mention that if you're looking for help, if you're looking for a coach, someone to get you off of go and unstuck in your network marketing business, whether it be mindset, developing a strategy, or simple success language, I would love to chat with you. Go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. And you can learn more about my coaching programs. I have a coaching client I'm working with right now. She's been reaching out on Facebook and LinkedIn using social media, and we just needed to tweak her language just a little bit. And her response back to me yesterday after our coaching session made my day. She was like, "This is exactly what I needed. I needed this." So if you're struggling and looking for help, streetsmartwealth.com/coach. If you haven't followed me on Periscope, I'm over there at Jackie Ulmer and would love to connect with you there. And so, as I mentioned, today we're going to get into the five do's and the one don't to build your direct sales brand on Periscope. So I'm going to cut in. This is actually taken from one of my live Periscopes. So you'll hear a little bit of different type stuff where I, welcome people from different countries and answer questions and that type thing. And that is what that's all about. So let me hop on over there now and let's get started. I did just publish a new ebook. If you can see this, you can go to jackieulmer.com/Periscope. And you can find out more about that there. I published 2-1 for direct sales specifically. It gives you 30 days worth of content ideas and that type thing. And also one that's just specifically for generic businesses in general, whether you're a coach, whether you're in real estate, a mortgage banker, whatever it is, you know, you can learn how to use Periscope to move your brand and move your business forward. And that's actually what I wanted to chat with you about here on this particular scope. So we're going to cover the five do's and one don't. Now, there are probably more than that if you really want to know the truth, but I really picked out five that I really feel are important if you want to get involved in Periscope and really develop your brand. Now, I want to go back and talk quickly about first mover advantage. I decided not to wait until everything was perfect to launch my Periscope. Why? Because I want to take advantage of that first mover advantage. That's a phrase I heard back when I started building my business online in October of 1999. And I thought I was late to the party then of taking my direct sales network marketing business online. And I realized now I was totally a pioneer. But here's what happened. It catapulted my business into the stratosphere, and I literally did make millions by doing that. You give hearts by just tapping on your device, tapping in the screen, definitely. Okay, so that's what I learned. And so I hopped on. I knew nothing about domains, URLs, building a brand. They weren't even talking about building a brand. I didn't know anything about building a website, but I just got out there, built the most hokey homemade website you can imagine, and began to market myself and connect with people and provide value and offer up what I knew and have people go along with me. And so that's what I did, and it worked. Now, some people later said, "Well, you got lucky because you got in early." Well, here's what I like to think. I didn't get lucky. I just got going. And that's what I'm going to encourage you to do with Periscope, okay? Don't get lucky. Just get in early. Get going. So like I said, you know, I got my iPad falling over because I'm in a different location. I don't have my same normal setup, and I have a whole host of stuff. I mean, I got to laugh here. I got my selfie stick. I was going to use my phone. Got another little tripod that I had that went with my old iPhone. I got out all my equipment to see, but I do have things ordered. I've got a light ring ordered. I've got an iPad stand. I've got all that ordered, but it's on the way. It's in transit, and I'm not going to sit around and wait for it to get here to have everything absolutely perfect. And I want to encourage you not to do that too. So don't wait till everything's perfect. Get going. Take advantage of first mover advantage, because those who get in early on any type of platform and are focused, consistent, take action, and deliver value are going to build a brand, going to build a presence, and are going to generate exactly what they're looking for in an online business. So let's go through the five do's and the one don't here. So the first do that you want to make sure of is that you are providing value. That's what people are looking for. So with direct sales and network marketing and building online and social media, there is no limit to the value that you can deliver your audience, without any doubt. There is no limit to the value that you can deliver to people with our profession, because there's so many different things that people want to learn and know about, without a doubt. There are just so many different things that people want to learn and know about, and you have the ability to deliver that. Now, you may be thinking, geez, do I need to be an expert? What do I need to know? What do I need to do? No, of course you don't need to be an expert. Hi, Tom Darren. Good to have you on. Nice to see you here for sure. But you just have to get started. So you need to know just a little bit more than your audience to deliver value. So what are you reading? What are you studying? What are you learning? That's what you want to begin to teach others. As you learn something, put it into action and teach others about what you're trying, what you're learning and what you're moving forward on. And don't be afraid to share your successes and your failures. Part of my claim to fame, if you will, not that I'm famous, but part of it has been that I have always shared my stories of failure and things that haven't worked well for me as much as I have been willing to share those successes. So that's been a good part of it. My selfie stick looks like this. I just ordered it from Amazon. Okay. I don't use it a whole lot, but anyway. So okay, that's the first thing, deliver value. Second thing is have a call to action. Now when I opened the Periscope, I showed you my website, JackieElmer.com. You can go over there, get signed up for my free report, Profit in Your PJs, and I am going to share with you exactly the steps that I took to build my brand online, to build my presence, and to get out there. So you can definitely go and do that, and you'll find that there. I also showed you my new ebook that I published at JackieElmer.com/Periscope. Okay, you can go in there, check that out, and learn a little bit more about what to do. So have a call to action. So deliver value, but have a call to action so that you can begin to develop your list, build your brand, and that type of thing. I like Profit in Your PJs too. That was a little buzzword I captivated right about then. No, it's not a hard copy. It's only an ebook. I just launched about 30 minutes ago, actually. Okay, third thing, be consistent. So when you decide what you're going to do, be consistent with it. That doesn't mean you have to be the exact same time every day, but set a basic schedule. I recommend, and I haven't even done this yet, but I'm getting ready to start periscoping a couple times every day just to get the word out there, okay? Just to get my brand out there, get my following, get those types of things out there, for people, and so that I can establish myself and take advantage of that first mover advantage. So whether you want to do a Periscope once a day, a couple times a week, whatever, just decide on that and get busy and go for it, okay? So be consistent. Fourth thing, do use hashtags and a title that's going to bring people in. Use hashtags and a good title, and the reason is because that's what people are going to find you under. When you hook it up right, it goes out to Twitter, can post it out on Instagram. There's a lot of different things that you can do, and when those hashtags are in there and a good title, that's what's going to bring people in. Because if you go in, for people who are following me, they got a notification. But for those who aren't following me but just hop on Periscope and are looking at what to do, you But anyway, like I was saying, that title and those hashtags are how people are going to search you. So anybody that's hopping on right now and they're not following me and they're just in the live area looking to see like who's broadcasting, where, what they're doing, they'll see my title and they can decide if they're not interested in direct sales, if they're not interested in learning how to use Periscope, if they're not interested in monetizing their message or those type things, they're probably not going to get on my Periscope, and that's okay. You know, that's okay. I don't need that to, I don't need those people who aren't interested. That's fine. You know, that's fine. They can go on about their business. And then the fifth thing is I really started with it. Get started now, take advantage of first mover advantage, and don't wait. Now I want to talk to you about the one don't, because I mentioned there's one don't that you don't want to do in direct sales and network marketing and really any business. You don't want to make your platform nothing but just a blatant pitch for your opportunity, okay? That doesn't mean that you can't at strategic times and with some consistency get on and build your business and talk about, you know, what it is specifically that you do, but you don't want to launch your platform that way, okay? You don't want to launch your platform with your photo being a picture of your products, your company, or any of those type things. And you don't want, especially in the beginning, you don't even want to bring the name of your direct sales or network marketing company into things. Now, as time goes along and you want to, set aside that specific time and have a specific title that mentions you're going to be sharing your particular opportunity or something like that, it's okay to do that. You just want to be very transparent in how you do it, but you don't want to make your whole Periscope platform about nothing more than promoting your opportunity. And whatever you do, you don't want to badmouth other companies, other people, other leaders, or anything like that. Set yourself apart as a leader by sharing what you know, sharing what you're learning, sharing your successes, your failures, and encouraging others to, you know, move on down the road, so to speak. So that's what I have. Those are the five do's and one don'ts for building your brand in direct sales at this point. If you have any questions, yes, drama is very bad for business. Absolutely. Good point. If you have any questions, definitely let me know. I'll take those now. We'll stay on for a few minutes. I don't want to keep you on too long. All right. So when you have a physical product, how do you not talk about it? Well, it depends on what you're building. I mean, all of us in direct sales have a physical product, and most people in business have a personal or have a product. Yes, I have a course in branding and setting up a website. Go to jackieelmer.com, opt in for profit in your PJs, and it will take you through that. So what you can do is you can talk about it, you can showcase your product, but the way you want to do it, you want to do it from the vantage point of a personal story with it. So what you don't want to do is get on and, you know, show a product like, oh my gosh, you know, this is my product, this iPhone that I've invented, and it's so amazing, and you definitely want to get it, and blah, 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 and, you know, those kind of things. What you want to do is say, I discovered this product. Let me tell you a little bit about my story. I was looking for XYZ, and I found this product. You know, a lot of people have been talking about the iPhone. You know, I'm pretending like this is my product and I invented it. And so this is what I did. I started using the product and had some great experiences, and this is exactly what happened for me. You know, I had XYZ happen, I had XY that happening, had, you know, all these different things, and so I fell in love with the product so much that I decided to market it. And I'd love to send you a sample, whatever it is, just some things like that. So what you want to do in showcasing your product is always lead with, you know, the benefit for them. Remember that you're always trying to create a win-win for anyone. You want a win-win. You want to win, you want them to win. So offering samples, offering a consultation, you know, whatever it is, you'll have to decide what it is that you're offering and the best way to put it forward. So try to look at it from a prospect's perspective when you're putting those type things together. I don't like negative people either. Thanks for weighing in on that. Try to see it from your prospect's perspective. When you start using words like best and it's great and all that kind of thing, then it loses the value to the person you're talking to, because their eyes begin to roll back and you sound like everybody else out there pitching something, right? We've all been pitched before, and we know what it feels like when we know we're being pitched. So you want to see it always from your customer's perspective. You want to just give them enough information, share your authentic story, have them try it, and then, you know, then what you can do is ask them for a testimonial. Ask them, you know, what it is that mattered to them, what benefit they got. Cheryl Muncy, thank you. I definitely appreciate that. Definitely appreciate that comment. So that's how you market a product, whatever the product is, whether it's a direct sales product, whether it's a car, whether it's, you know, the iPhone, whatever it is you're marketing. You market it by, you know, deciding what is going to be a value for that person, potentially sharing the value that you've received from something and then going from there. All right. So thanks everybody for jumping on. Don't forget, if you want to learn how to, market on Periscope, grab my ebook, jackieomer.com/Periscope. And I look forward to sharing more with you. And again, if you are doing a Periscope, let me know. Tweet me at Jackie Almer and let me know that you're hopping on. Give me a little bit of advance notice so I can get it. And then I would love to hop on, follow you, and give you some hearts too. So that's it for this evening. Thank you all for being here. Have a great, great evening. And don't forget, go to jackieomer.com, get profit in your PJs, and we'll talk soon. Have a great night. All right, so there you have it. The 5 do's and the 1 don't for building your direct sales brand on Periscope. Hope you found that helpful. You'll find the show notes over at jackieomer.com/186. And if you have any questions or feedback, send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. If you have questions for the show, I always love taking your questions, so you can tweet me those as well. If you haven't been over to my Facebook page lately, come on over to facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. And I'm going to be chatting with you over the next few weeks about my new makeup blog that I launched with my new business. If you want to take a look at it, you can go to makeupbiztips.com. You know, I love being a blogger. I love teaching people social media for building a business. And this is a great experience in taking something from zero to ultimately hero. I'm starting to get traffic and generate leads. And I'll be sharing a little bit about that journey on my podcast, how you can do that too. I'm kind of doing something that I haven't done in a number of years, and that is a product-specific blog and website. So it'll be fun to share with you the details on that, because I know a lot of you have had questions about how to, you know, do a blog when your education is in health and wellness or that type thing. So that's it. Thanks for listening in. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check, and I'll see you on the next show. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.